For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casal, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Actually, it's Pat Casal, and welcome back to the final hour of this week, the day after Christmas. I'll be out of here the next couple of days. I do my own thing on Friday, and then, of course, I'll be back New Year's Eve. But, you know, with everything going on, it was interesting that earlier in the show we got a call with regard to the population. You know, population growth slowed down. The United States population grew in the past year its slowest rate in over eight decades, with growth in the South and West continuing to outpace the Northeast and the Midwest, according to figures released by the Census Bureau. And it's interesting, number one in growth is Nevada. Idaho was number two. Utah, number three. Arizona, and in Florida. That rounds out the top five. The bottom five were New York, Hawaii, Alaska, Illinois, and West Virginia. Now, I can understand why Illinois. I can. The taxation rate in Illinois is killing us. So why would I want to live in a state like Illinois? New York, why would I want to live in New York when I'm getting taxed to death? West Virginia, there's no job growth. But the mining industry being almost coming to a complete halt, that was a problem. Then you look at it, but Illinois and New York spell doom. The question is Nevada. I'm surprised by the growth of Nevada, considered it migrates all of its industry into gaming. As we talked in the last segment, gaming economy is not your best economy. Gambling is not where it's at. It's actually a gamble. You know, it's not necessarily where we want to be. But on the positive notes, we look at the growth in our country financially, and you see where things are going in much better ways. And then we talk about the healthcare issues. You know, in the United States of America, health insurance, I mean, and I don't know if I agree about us becoming a socialist nation. I don't necessarily believe that. I don't think we want the government running everything, although with the politicians that we've elected, they want to see a bigger government. And you know what's funny? If I had to do it all over again, I probably would have graduated with a poli-sci major just because being involved with politics is where the money is. You make the laws, you make the rules, you get paid. But the corruption is also thick. I mean, you talk about organized crime. Is there anything greater and more organized than politics? It's amazing stuff. And you know, and what did the politicians throw around? Words like free, guaranteed, for everyone. But does anybody realize what it cost, the concept of where this money comes from? I mean, when you get paid $10 an hour, are you making $10 an hour? That's really the question. The answer is no. You got to figure making a net $8 an hour after taxes. $15 an hour, you're going home with $12 an hour net. This is the problem. The government's taking too much of our money, and they're not doing what they should be doing with the money. We're overtaxed, and they overspend, and we're in a bad spot. If you want to join in with your opinion, I'd love to hear it at 1-844-2-NEVADA. It's 844-263-8232. You know, we have, you know, it's just, the economy is booming, yet homelessness in America is still a major problem. It's really crazy. And you know, when you look at parts of the country as to why, overall homelessness in New York increased 2.8% this past year. Rents in Los Angeles have increased 35% in 2012, while New York rents have risen 20%. So what do people do? They move. It's interesting. I believe this new session, we're going into the midterms. I think this is going to be a very, these past midterms were so interesting and the way people voted. But what you're going to see right now with the shutdown, you voted for it. The people supported this shutdown. They knew it had to happen. You have a stalemate. You have a left that won't give the president an inch. And I think he's going to be gaining momentum. I think he will win this shutdown. I think he's going to get his money, or they're going to be shut down for a long time. With each week that goes by, the pressure will fall on the back of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They will own the shutdown as each week goes by. And the presidents can stand there and say, this is for the security of our nation. This is big stuff. Very big. We go to the phones. Go to Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, good morning, Pat. I really enjoy your show. I wanted to bounce something off you to get your reflection, you know, as a professional. How much do you think the Mueller investigation affected the midterms? In my mind, I think it was 100%, which gave it to the Democrats. I really would like to get your opinion on that.
I don't know about 100%. I would definitely agree with you that it had some impact. I mean, it'd be crazy not to believe that. But I also believe that the Mueller investigation, which was predicated on Russian collusion, has not been fulfilled. I think the claims against certain individuals was totally bogus and went to a totally different avenue.
Yeah, I really think people, they go and vote because there's a saying, perception is 99% reality. And I've talked to a lot of people that wanted to vote against Trump because they don't like the guy personally, and they always use that Russian collusion when I get in a conversation with them. So it's just unreal that actually took place with Rosenstein and Feinstein and Schumer and the rest of these guys. That was their whole thrust, is just to make Trump look like a bad guy. And I honestly believe it was a predominant feature that turned the election the other way. I really do, without a doubt.
It's hard for me to say you're wrong, because I don't think you are. I think there's some truth to what you're saying. I also believe from top to bottom that we are dealing with a situation right now in the United States of America that's crazy. I think that you're having the left jade us. They add things to the system that's full of BS. I mean, you know they don't accentuate the positive at all.
I really believe that we're in a state that isn't in a physical war type of thing of the Civil War. I really believe that the both sides are so against each other that we haven't seen this animosity since the Civil War. I really do believe that, with the media feeding the fire. And I don't see it really remedying itself. Hopefully it does. But we have the right guy, I really believe, in power, because finally the guy's just not appeasing these people. And he's just not knuckling under. So I'm really glad he's in the White House.
He's got balls. I'll give him that.
I think we have a fighting chance. Yeah, definitely.
He's got balls.
Okay, Pat, that's all I wanted to say. And I appreciate what you're doing. And keep up the good work.
Thank
okay?
you, Bill. I appreciate you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You know, if you think you got a president who's accomplished what he has in the last 2 years, has anybody really thought about what he's accomplished and how he's accomplished it with such a negative pushback from the left? And we constantly hear that the Republicans have the White House, they had the House, they had the Senate, but did they really? When you looked at them, he had a minor majority, 51-49 in the Senate, right? We had the Congress, no question. But then you have guys like McCain, who was a rhino his whole life. And you got Flake, with the perfect name for an idiot. I mean, we didn't have the support we needed to win. And, you know, it was kind of interesting because McCain was anti-Affordable Care Act, and then he turns out to support the Affordable Care Act when we could have got rid of it. I mean, there's a lot of holes in the system. And so where we're at right now as a big picture is we have a lot of people who say they're they say they are conservative, yet they vote a different way. Well, it's time for us to stand up and kick somebody in the behind and get rid of them. And you know what? McCain died. May he rest in peace, because he died. I don't wish ill on anybody who was sick and died. But he was not a good politician. He was not a good human being. I mean, if you know anything about McCain, he dumped his first wife, who stood by his side when he was in prison or was a prisoner of war, and dumped her for a richer wife who had a lot of money her father owned a beer distributing company in California. I mean, I'm not sure I really like the guy, but that's a whole other story. My name is Pat Cassell. This is Live and Local Now. We come back, Eddie Hamilton, you'll be up on the radio, and we'll be talking more with you at 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. It's the wall-to-wall free-for-all the rest of the way.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back to another segment of Live and Local Now. I'm Pat Casale. I'm filling in for Kevin, who's away on a much-deserved vacation. And we go back to the phones. We got my man, Eddie Hamilton. Good morning, Eddie. About the government shutdown. What would you like to talk about, sir?
Yeah, good morning again, Pat. Merry Christmas to you and happy holidays also to your staff and all the listeners, all the patriotic listeners calling about this, how we can end the shutdown. You know, this is do or die in the next 4 days until the 31st. The Constitution says the funding bill must start from the House of Reps. So, you know, the House of Representatives passed that funding bill, approved, with the $5 billion and without citizenship offer, which is great. Because if you wait until Nancy Pelosi is in there, she's going to give us $5 billion or less, plus she's going to demand millions of citizenship. Okay, so this is the way to do it in the next 4 days. Now, the bill is alive. It's before the Senate. They have the obligation to vote on it, okay? However, I think the U.S. Senate is doing something unconstitutional. The Constitution says each house could set up their own housekeeping rule, you know, like how many people work for them, where the bathrooms are, where the offices are. But I don't think they have the right to set up the 60-vote cloture, you know, the vote to end debate before you can bring the floor to vote. To vote on, and I don't think that's constitutional because the U.S. Senate is trying to make itself what they call first amongst equals. They want to be better than the House of Reps. The founding fathers never said anything about that. So they set up this cloture rule. And the filibuster rule, it could be ended by the Republican caucus. Like you said in the show today, we've got 51 Republicans. Now, one of them is Jeff Flake. He's not going to go for it. And we've got Murkowski. Lisa is from Alaska. And Susan Collins. What President Trump should do is bring all 51 Republicans to the White House between now and Monday. Those are 5 working days. Bring them to the White House, lock the door, throw away the key, and convince them to vote for cloture. That means to end the filibuster by using the nuclear option. Now, Harry Reid used the nuclear option in 2013 to give Obama a victory. McConnell did it last year for the Supreme Court appointment. They can do it for this funding bill, too. You know, the only thing you have to do is get 50 Republicans to vote yes in the caucus to change the rule, and then Mike Pence could, you know, break the tie, and then they can bring the funding bill to the Senate floor and get another 51 votes. And, you know, and then it's done. It's done without citizenship for illegals. If you wait for Nancy Pelosi, the type of deal she's going to give you is the funding bill plus citizenship. Now, those millions of illegals who will now become citizens, they're going to be Democrats. They're all going to vote Democrats. So this is do or die. In the next 4 days, bring all those Republicans, lock them up in the White House, throw away the key, and talk for 10 hours. Now, President Trump and his family are hunkered down at the White House for these holidays while everybody else is home enjoying time with their family. You know, the White House is his house and his office, so he can do both. We got to do it. Now, I've been encouraging government workers to call Democrat senators because the people who are hurting are the federal workers. You know, they're not getting paid because the Democrats don't want to vote on the bill, the funding bill. You got to convince them this is a funding bill, you know, which includes the wall to get the government reopened. So, you know, I've been tweeting to the White House and to all the senators, making phone calls, leaving messages. I hope President Trump could adopt this strategy, lock up the Republican senators in the White House and convince them to vote to end the rule.
I would be on your side 100%. I don't know if they'll do it, but I also think that the longer this goes, the better it'll be for the Trump. I really think Trump will end up in the driver's seat. The other problem he's facing is he's going to face 2 years of absolute hell from the Democratic-led Congress.
Well, you agree that the government has to be funded to be open. The only problem is if you wait for Nancy Pelosi, who's going to be the speaker, to bring a bill, it's going to have citizenship for millions. You hear me that, Ted?
Right.
She's going to include the citizenship for 10 million illegals. And you know 90% of them will vote Democrats. Half of them are millennials, young folks, who can easily be persuaded for free stuff. Democrats will give you free stuff, you know?
Yeah,
and
unfortunately.
All of you are foreigners. So we got to get that nuclear option going in the next 4 days. They're going to come back tomorrow, lock them up. Why can't it be done? It's the most important thing. Because if you give them citizenship, the Republicans are gone, totally gone. Nevada will become 90% blue. All these foreigners will have the right to vote legally. They're voting illegally right now, but they're going to be voting legally as citizens. So this is top priority. They got to call for the nuclear option. And the 50 Republicans or 51 Republicans, they're the only one that can do it. Democrats are going to vote no. But we've got 51 votes with Mike Pence. They got to do it in the next 5 days. Every day is a work day. You know, President Trump has been in Washington. He's got to get a sledgehammer and start hitting people over the head, you know, politically speaking, to get them to vote for the nuclear option. Now, Republican leaders are saying, well, if we do this now, in the future, the Democrats might do it.
They will do it anyway. They'll definitely do it.
They will do it anyway. If they want something someday to give their president, they'll do it. So it is absolutely stupid for Republicans and suicidal for Republicans for not doing it now. They make up the rules. The Constitution says the House and the Senate can set up their own rules, how they're going to, you know, conduct business. But I don't think this cloture vote is constitutional, because you're making one branch of the government superior to the other branch. The Senate wants to be more superior, which is ridiculous. So I hope they'll do it. They got to do the nuclear option, you know. And
what do you think they're going to do?
Only Republican. Well, but we got to put pressure on them. We got to make phone calls again starting tomorrow. McConnell is going to be back. All the Republicans will be back. Everybody should call. I tried calling the White House line, and I've got a recording saying, due to government shutdown, we're not at work today. You know, so, but I don't know if you can get through unless you got the cell phone numbers for all the senators. I don't know if you can get through over there. Maybe you can call their number locally. But, you know, the government shutdown, I don't think, would affect the Congress, right? Because they're all getting paid already.
That's the sad part. They do get paid.
Yeah, the first funding bill that was passed months ago include funding for the House and the White House and the Senate. So maybe we all should call and say, you got to do it now. There's no other time to do it but now. And like I said again, the concern is that if you wait until January, the illegal aliens getting citizenship, that will be in the bill. I guarantee you. I'll put my paycheck down.
All right, Eddie, I got to roll. Got to go to break. Thank you so much. I was Eddie Hamilton. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local Now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're back. I like it. This music, I got to tell you, Jameson kicked some ass today with the music. Totally on the money. I love a little Christmas spirit as we, second day of Christmas, you know, two turtle doves tomorrow, you know. We'll see what happens. I'll be back on New Year's Eve. But the best part about it is it's the holiday season. I hope you had a great Christmas. I hope you enjoyed your family. But, you know, when we talk about the system, we talk about our government, we talk about the way things are going, yes, the economy is better. Yet homelessness problems are worsening in major cities around the country. Los Angeles, California, has entire blocks have given away to tent cities, far beyond the few locations where there were once concerns or concentration, which would be San Diego. Los Angeles County has a 4.7 decline in the number of homelessness this year, marked by a breakthrough after four consecutive years of rising homelessness. But the problem is, people being homeless in the United States, there's something wrong with it. We don't take care of business. But in California, we look at the cost of living. It just doesn't pay. How do you live there? And then we hear these government, our leadership talking about free and guarantees and then everything for everybody. It's all. And then you talk about $33 trillion like it's no big deal. $33 trillion over 10 years, broken down as $3.3 trillion a year, which is 15% of our deficit right now. We can't afford this. We got to take it to the next level. I mean, people have to wake up and smell the coffee. We go back to the phones. My good friend JD is on the line. Good morning, JD, and how are you?
Good morning, Patrick. First of all, before I forget, a belated Merry Christmas to all my phone buddies, Frank and son of a gun, I'm blanking out.
Cassius
and Michelle, his friend, and deplorable Gary. But you know, this morning Fox News radio news, it's been going on for I don't know how many months now, but they are so misinformed when they report the news. The gal today at 9:30 reports that the government workers don't know what they're going to do without their paychecks. Well, they're getting paid on the 28th of this month, and then they will get paid on the 11th if we are not shut down. So they are getting paid right now up until the 11th of January, and they don't report it that way. It's just crazy the way they report this shutdown, number one. And to our good friend Mike up in Reno, God bless him, you know, he said he was a draft dodger, I guess, and he thinks that it's going to be socialism in the near future. And he criticizes Mark Levin as a nitwit trying to fix things and make changes and that we can't change. Why do we want to change something that has proven to work for 240 years, Mike, is my question to you. And regarding a race war that he talks about, what Trump is doing for the minorities, there was a report out the other day, I can't remember exactly, but everything is going down to the best in 100 years, 70 years, 50 years in regard to black, Asian, Spanish unemployment. So, I mean, if the message isn't to those people what he's doing, what his procedures are doing, then it's a messaging problem with him, you know, tweeting right at the top. He should start tweeting out these figures and improvements in the economy that are benefiting all people in this country.
Well, let's be honest. The liberal media has hidden all the Trump accomplishments so far this year. They don't want people to realize the truth. I mean, this headline, Year in Review, that I got out of the Wall Street Journal, I mean, it was beautiful. The whole left, you know, it's going down as one of the best ever. I mean, unemployment rate 3.7%, down, it's a 49-year low. Economic output rose. Many groups often left behind economically enjoyed some of the fruits of the growth. The unemployment rate amongst blacks down to 5.9% in November, matched that May rate. Dropout rates are down.
Isn't one of them down to zero? Asian yes. Unemployment or something?
I believe that's what it was. For high school dropouts, the July rate of 5.1% hadn't been seen since 1992.
Okay? Yeah, some of them are going back 70 years, the best in 70 years.
Yet we don't hear about all that. They don't want to talk about it. And considering all of the accomplishments with the walls against them, it's been amazing. The president imposed tariffs on steel, aluminum, washing machines, and solar panels, in addition to tariffs of $250 billion worth of imports on China. Yet our economy is still flourishing. The world didn't come to an end, as they thought. And he also expects, you know, he's tough on trade policies are going to work for the American people. That's the whole plan behind the whole thing. Yet they want to throw Stormy Daniels in our face.
Well, the people don't see the big picture. I mean, it's so obvious. I read an article today in regard to Cory Booker. He's out there in Iowa and New Hampshire, and he's talking, and this man will never be president when he talks like this. He says, I don't want to mention his name, but 50 million people voted for him. He's talking to reporters, and not one reporter told him, no, Senator Booker, 63 million people voted for Mr. Trump. So the reporters don't know how many people voted for him, and Cory Booker don't know how many people voted for him. That, to me, is, I hate inaccuracy in anything, and when you're 13 million off of vote count, you got no brain power, partner.
You know, it really is bad, but also Cory Booker, he's a divider. He's a divide and conqueror. He definitely doesn't have a good message. You know, he's had his issues. I mean, he's far from being the man that they try to portray him in the media. Like I said, liberal media likes to hide the Trump accomplishments, but it's hard to cover up things that are apparent. Like in Nevada, our healthcare rates have changed. The healthcare rates across the country were more stable than they have ever been before under the Obama watch. A lot of good things happened. The problem is Trump is trying to put us in a position where we can fish for ourselves and eat on our own, not have to rely on the government. The big business people out there, like, you know, the Pelosi's and Schumer's, want the government to control everything that we do. It's a problem. It's a major problem.
And you know what I found out today in reading on the health care law? Harry Reid put a provision in that health care law, and it's never spoken about. I don't know if you know about it. He put in a provision in the health care law that it can never be amended, and it can never be repealed.
Well, I never heard that. It never be repealed. I can't imagine how that's possible. If that's the
neither
case,
neither can I. But knowing Harry Reid, just for shoots and giggles, he'd put something in there like that. So, and in regard to race relationship, Obama did more to harm race relationship in 8 years than any person in this country in the history of this country. My opinion.
I would agree with you 100% on that because I believe that's to be accurate. I think that we're in a unique situation where we've seen racial tensions grow. I mean, it's interesting. If you would have seen this election season, if you drove in certain areas, the language that they used, the text messages that they sent to one another, telling Hispanics, if you don't vote, this guy is going to F and kill you. They're either against you, this, that, and the other. I mean, it's really amazing how the messages that were sent out, and what do the Republicans do? They try to sit back and they have no message at all. That's the real problem in my mind.
Look how depraved the Democratic leadership in the state of Nevada it was to nominate a man who was convicted of four felonies and who was prior to running for attorney general was the head of the Senate, and they voted for him over Wes Duncan for the attorney general. Aaron Ford committed four felonies. They tried to plop it off when he was younger. He was in college. He was 22 years old, and now the Democratic Party put him up to be attorney general like they did Keith Ellerson, another a potential wife woman beater, to be attorney general of Minnesota. The Democratic Party is depraved in so many ways. It's untalkable.
JD, it really is sad. I mean, Ellison should have never won at all the general. That goes to show you where Minnesota's at.
Well, what about Aaron Ford?
Aaron Ford never even tried a case in court in his life. On top of it, I mean, Wes Duncan.
And then he said he didn't know the definition of a felony.
I mean, let's be honest. Aaron Ford is there because he's got the support from the Iglet firm where he works. Now they're going to get all kind. You watch the Iglet firm. If there was stock on Iglet firm, I'd be buying it right now. They're going to get all kind. I mean, there's a lot of things that Aaron Ford has done for his boss. And it's not right. And I know he has greater aspirations either to be governor or president someday.
All right. Let somebody else get a chance.
JD, thank you for – hey, listen, Happy New Year. I'll talk to you Monday. Wes Duncan was definitely a product of the downward trend in the entire election cycle. Wes Duncan, to me, was very, very qualified, and he worked his butt off. There were a lot of good candidates that should have won. You know, I didn't have a problem with some. I mean, you know, if Steve Sisolak won, it didn't bother me as much as it bothered others, because I think Sisolak had more of was more charismatic, had a better message, and that's the key. That's where I think hopefully Laxalt will learn, not run on your name, but run with a purpose. Dean Heller might have been a casualty of war from 2 years ago, along with Hardy. They came out against the president openly, saying they wouldn't support the president. So they got beat up pretty hard. I mean, a couple of years ago when I started traveling the state, I couldn't believe how many people were against Dean Heller. That's why he didn't run for governor. I look at that. I look at why Hutchinson's not running. I mean, again, there were a lot of people, a lot of Republicans in Nevada that didn't support the cause. And, you know, the people want to sit there and say, well, this is not truly Trump country. Maybe that's true. But, you know, a lot of people are asking for money. They want money from donors. But my thing is, what have you done to represent yourself to where you should get that money? Why should I give you any support financially? What have you done? Like, I look at CCRP, they're an uphill battle because they haven't done much. And, you know, Dave inherited a very difficult job. Will he be successful? I don't know. It all depends. But I do think that we have to reel this thing in and we have to work as one. There's just too many negative hits on Facebook all the time. It's really frustrating when we're always fighting. And the infighting has just got to stop or we're going to lose. You know, you can't win a war when you're not together. You're not on one team. You're not working together as one. And that's unfortunate. I mean, that's just not just here in Nevada. It's nationally, a lot of different states. If you look at what's going on, you have to say to yourself, wow, how's that possible? And if you look at the voter harvesting, that's not possible for us to win unless we turn things around. And isn't it interesting, in North Carolina, they want to go after the Republicans and say, well, there's voter fraud there, but where they're Democrats, there's never been voter fraud. Are you kidding me? In Nevada specifically? How about in Orange County, California? How could somebody have a 13, 14-point lead going to bed and wake up losing the election? You got to start wondering where is the validity to all these statements and these findings. You know, when you look at the numbers, when you look at what's really going on, how can you, just the fact that we don't have true voter identification being provided when you go to vote is absurd. Yet in Nevada, because we are such a transient city, you could have 4, 5, 6, 7 being sent to a home. So somebody 6, 7 times illegally, yes. You got people. I mean, there were several people who said that they actually wish they brought a camera who saw people from California working the booths. Why in the state of Nevada should we have people from California working our voter booths? That's not the way it's supposed to be. Everything that's going on in this country, you got to start scratching your head and thinking there's got to be a better way. And if we're going to win, we have to play the right way and we have to fight the way they fight, and that's dirty. This is Pat Cassell of Live and Local Now, filling in for Kevin Wall. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll wrap up the show. Right back after this.
There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Cassell of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Cassell at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The Multicare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. Just like
and this is a song that's inappropriate based upon idiots out there in the world. My name is Pat Casale. I'm filling in for Kevin Wall here on Live and Local Now. It's been a wonderful day. I wish you all a Merry Christmas. I hope you had a great holiday, and I'm wishing you a Happy New Year. I'll be back on New Year's Eve day to fill in again. And the next couple of days, my good friend Megan Barth will be in, filling in. Be awesome. We go back to the phones. We go to Michael. Michael, you want to respond? Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Hi, Michael.
Yeah, Michael in downtown Las Vegas. I just got a signal barely inside the Four Queens, where I'm going to bet on Ohio State to win the Rose Bowl. Hey, loved your last ad, a bicycle shop. We need more people riding bicycles here. It would help on traffic, and everybody could lose weight, because I lost 10 pounds without even trying while my car was impounded earlier this year for a month or two, and then didn't run, so I had to ride everywhere, and without even trying, I'm like, wow, I lost weight. But anyway, just called to say you're doing a great job as fill-in host, and there's too much to respond to. We just heard from our good friend Eddie Overpost. Hosting Hamilton. That's what I call him on Facebook. And you're on Facebook, I assume. I could send you a friend request.
Yes,
and
you can.
Follow you that
I'm
way,
there.
Like I do other people.
Yes,
but which? But there's probably 18 other Pat Casales.
No,
on Facebook
no,
around.
No. I'm the only.
It's what do you look like?
Patrick Casale. It'll say the Multicare Group in there.
The multi-something group?
Multicare, yeah. I'm an
okay.
Insurance broker. That's all you got to worry about.
All right, insurance broker. That'll narrow it down. So I tried to find a Miguel Garcia in Mexico City once. There were 10,000 other ones, so I gave up. Guy met at a boxing match a couple years ago. So what the hell? But I guess I woke up about 9:40 in the middle of this guy doing a long screed about something with a New York accent, whoever that was. I'm like, if that guy's still listening, tell him, call the Red Eye Radio guys, because they're always looking for intelligent liberals that can actually make sense and not just be insulting like the ones who call their show normally. And in case you don't know, that's on your station from midnight to 3 for those of you who are up late or get up early, as they always say, Gary and Eric from Dallas. So other good shows on KBET we can give a plug to while I'm here for a minute or two. You're on live right now in Palm Springs, I understand?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. I wish I'd known that ahead of time. I would have. I mean, I kind of heard that, but I didn't think. I should call my dad in Palm Desert, tell him to listen, but it's too late now. So is there a way we can, I can listen to the show later on a podcast through your station, right?
I don't know if they're going to be, the answer is yes. I fill in here for Kevin, and I do my own radio show on Fridays.
Oh, you do? What time? Oh, I didn't know that.
9 to 10. I'm on 9 to 10 at a different network. I don't want to. That wouldn't be a good call to give it out.
But, I understand.
If you check me out on Facebook, you'll see it.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, a lot of stuff, food for thought today. So it's been fun listening, kind of in between this and that.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Hope to hear you again sometime.
You have a happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. You know, as we wrap up this segment of the show and we go into the news again, I'm gonna talk about somebody who was very special that passed away, and I tell you what, he reminded me of a guy who got me in, who really motivated me to do radio, a man named Arthur Rush Jr. in New York. Royce Feuer was an outstanding writer here in Nevada. The man was a poet in a lot of ways. The other guy that I always loved was a guy named Jerry Eisenberg, who moved here from New Jersey. He lives in Henderson. He was another legend, sports writing legend. I look forward to his columns every Sunday. He was just a poet, but this guy Royce did so much and it's amazing. Willie Ramirez, a good friend of mine, a writer, he goes, as a writer, the thesaurus came. The thesaurus can become your best friend. And if it was a picture next to you and the word of for kindness, I think Royce Feuer's image would fit nicely. And it's true. No sweeter man than this guy. And this guy was really good. And he would support local sports in so many ways, including Gorman. And to see him pass away is sad. This was truly a legend in the sports world. And we're all taking a step back. For many years, I participated in the bowl games with Royce. He used to run a bowl pool for $20 a person. You get people from all over the country. You wouldn't believe who was involved in this, from the boxing world and sports world all over the country, all participated, Don King especially. And it's just a shame to see that Royce has passed on at 79. He had been sick pretty good for the last 4 or 5 years. I guess he was a smoker earlier in his life. I don't know all the particulars, but what a great man he was, and we'll all be missed. It's a sad state of affairs. But on a good note, as we wind up the show, it's time for people to start thinking. When you listen to people speak on the radio or on television, if you read the newspapers, learn how to read between the lines. I mean, you know, my good friend Wayne Root wrote in Sunday's paper, liberal media hides Trump's true accomplishments. And it's true. You know, the partisanship that we're experiencing in this nation has to be overcome. And how does it get overcome? By people like you and I standing up and telling these people we're done. You know, your voter, you got elected to do one thing. That was to legislate, do the right thing, and not serve your master of money. And when you look at what has gone on over the last couple of years, the master of money is taking control. I don't think it's so much money we got to raise. It's more we have to work a lot harder. Let's get back to brass tacks. I want to wish you all a great day. I'll be back on Monday filling in for Kevin then. The next 2 days, Megan Barb will fill in. Enjoy the show. And my name is Patrick Casale, Casale. You can call me anytime at 702-396-9449. I wish you all a great day.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, That's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.